Hello and welcome, everyone. It's Alexandria Barker here with another informative, entertaining interview. And I'd like to welcome you to the call. I'm so glad you're here with me today, because today you are going to be learning all about the energy grid with my special guest, Cynthia Carrari. Now, she is an intuitive money healer, and she will be telling us all about how this energy grid affects our success in business, relationships, and even our health. And I have to tell you, folks, I have interviewed many, many holistic practitioners and have been for like 15 years now, and I was just so taken with this this really, really interesting concept that Cynthia has. It's fascinating, and I think you'll be fascinated as well. So sit back and enjoy the call and learn all about your money grid. We are going to be covering in this session, Cynthia is going to discuss what is an energy grid and what does it look like, how she became aware of it, and how blockages and gaps in your grid affect your income. And she has a fabulous free book that we can get, and so stay until the end of the call. We will be giving you that URL for that. I'll give it to you right now. It's www.healyourgrid.com. But first, let's find out what it's all about. So, Cynthia, now the name of your book is The Real Reason You Don't Have Enough Money, What You Don't Know About Your Energy Grid Is Costing You. So, Cynthia, tell us, what is this grid and how can we, it's costing us. That doesn't sound very like something we want. How can we turn that around?
What is Hi, Alexandria. Oh, thank you so much for having me on this call.
Oh, you're welcome. I just jumped right into it. Not even a hello. Just jump right in. Tell us all about it. Well, it's
That's
fascinating
okay.
work. I get really excited when I even think about it. So,
well, the real reason people don't have enough money is literally the foundation in their energy field. Do they have the grid intact to be able to attract money? Or are they rejecting, repelling, and pushing it away at an unconscious level?
Ooh.
So, yeah. the energy grid, as I was shown, is a person's actual foundation for their energy. It's not the beautiful swirling colors that people see when they have auras. That's the person's energy signature. But what I'm able to see is like longitude and latitudes on a map where there are particular coordinates that are blocked or have missing gaps or holes.
Well, that's really interesting. So how did this happen? How did you just, now I know a bit of the background that I'd like you to share with our listeners that now this didn't, you weren't always able to see these grids.
Oh, not at all. It's a surprise to me as well. It was literally just one day in April, ordinary day, and suddenly I started to receive, without warning, all these images and numbers and pictures and things that I didn't understand. And it was as if I was a computer that a program was being installed. And
wow.
At first, I was not able to perform these functions, and after about 30 minutes, suddenly I could perform new tasks. Suddenly, I was able to see in a completely different way. The only way I can describe it is suddenly I have x-ray vision to be able to see with permission into somebody's energy field and see how much of their foundation is intact and where it's blocked and where there's actual holes. And it's the holes and gaps that are actually the most critical.
Now, I know when we did, you treated me to a sample treatment so I could experience this firsthand, and it was just really fascinating to me how things, even dating back to our being in the womb, could be affecting our grid, and that you can see this, which is really fascinating, and I loved how you have methods to actually help determine exactly what might be holding you back and how you can release that. Is it safe to say that blockages in our grid or gaps or whatever are usually caused by, like, interpersonal relationships issues?
Well, that goes into the question about is what is causing problems for people about their money the same for everyone, or does it vary? And just very briefly, I have to boil down what a problem is at its very essence. So we could describe that a problem is either something that you have that you do not want, or something that you want that you do not have. And so it's either an overabundance of something, like a feeling bad, an illness, something unwanted, or you want and need to go out and get something, a new car, a new home, money, a job. And that, neither of those are really problems if a person feels powerful, if they have both the inner and the outer resources. So, for instance, somebody wants or needs a new car, they just go, sure, no problem, I'll just go out and get a new car. But it's actually a problem then is feeling powerless to change either of those things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the root of this powerlessness is now what I want to talk about. So the root of powerlessness either comes from blockages in the person's energy grid, or they come from the gaps or holes. So the things that are not wanted are blockages, and the things that are wanted are gaps. And
Yeah, that makes good sense, actually.
Okay. So the blockages to power are shame, guilt, resistance, DNA generational stuff, limiting beliefs, feelings of not enough, and that awful voice that says, who do you think you are? So while the details of these blockages date clear back to conception or before or in utero or in early childhood, the details vary definitely from person to person. But most people who have issues with their money grid are lacking approval from somebody. Of course, it's always themselves, but they feel like it's an external thing. They need permission. They have issues with worthiness, deserving, recognizing their own value, confidence, trust, and self-love.
So how are you able to heal that? Those sound like pretty big issues.
Well, they're huge issues, and that's the biggest takeaway here, if people will remember anything, is this. Most people can tell you their story. They can say, when I was 3, this happened, and when I was 5, and this happened in high school. They can tell you their story, their ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But the things that are actually getting in their way, that are obstructing the pathways of energy, are not what you think. It's the stuff that's below the surface that you had no idea is making such an impression. And if it was all the stuff that people knew and thought it was, because they've been working on that, they've been healing all that stuff, it's the stuff that's just out of their reach, in their blind spot, things that they... People are shocked continuously about things that are immediately revealed that have been preventing them from moving forward. And I just feel like I haven't quite articulated about the grid and the whole, if you don't mind.
Sure. Oh, no, run with it.
It's like the actual structure. Energy is energy, but it also needs tracks to follow. So, if you picture that automobiles are the vehicle that move you from one place to another, but they also need roads and freeways. So it needs a traffic pattern to be able to get from point A to point B. Or a subway can get you somewhere very efficiently, but it has to have the tracks to travel. And the energy grid is the freeway system. It is the tracks that your energy travels along. So when that is interrupted, it's blocked, it's damaged, there's traffic jams, the energy can't flow. And it's the flowing, you're an energy healer, it's all about flowing the energy.
Yeah.
And so when things are blocked or the gap, it's like a professional tennis player trying to go out there and compete. And using a racket that has a huge hole in the center, I mean, can you imagine that, Alexandria? They would not do very well. So
yeah, they'd probably play tennis like me.
It wouldn't matter how skilled they were, how much they tried, it could hit the ball dead center, but the ball would travel through the big hole every time. And that's the way it is. People try, they struggle. You know, you've seen people, they repeat patterns over and over again in relationships or in money, in their health, and they can't figure it out. They've tried everything. But they just do not have the infrastructure. They don't have that particular area in their grid to hang the new concept or the learning on.
So you're able to, with your process, to kind of do some road building for the energy?
Yes. And I speak and think, you know, almost purely in visuals. So you remember those old aluminum lawn chairs we had when we were kids? You know, had an aluminum frame and the webbing?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When those are intact, a person can just sit in them, right? No problem. But imagine if it got run over by a car or something. That aluminum frame would be dented. The weave would come apart. There would be a hole in it. It would be loose, right? And of course, it would not be usable anymore for the purpose it was created. So somebody could not sit comfortably in that chair. So our grid is like that. It has a foundation, and then it has all these beautiful lines of light, vertical and horizontal, that our pathways run through. So the whole point is to get all of them flowing. Like every person to have a very healthy, intact energy grid so that all the pathways connect and all the signals make contact. And so it's like helping them to restring the energy or to fill in the filaments. To make it a complete grid so that there's communication, that there's the ability to just have the energy flow freely. And then you asked about the process. Most people have what's referred to as their home frequency or the vibration that they spend the most amount of time in.
Mm-hmm. Like their vibrational set point that we talk about for Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you know, everybody has their own energy signature. You can just think of somebody and know what they feel like energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they vibrate and resonate at that frequency most of the time. And I really see it as having a range, an octave, like a singer has however many octaves. Everybody has a different range of emotions. And we experience some lows. But everyone has their own point that's the lowest they've ever been or can get to, and then they have the highest point. Well, to be in resonance and to be in alignment with all the things that we want, a healthy body, a healthy, enjoyable, joyful relationship, and to have enough money for us to live our lives well, we need to be in vibrational harmony for that. But too often, because of all the pain and the programming and the limiting beliefs that we picked up all along the way, our frequency tends to be lower than what it is that we want. So by working with the grid, we're able to gently remove the blockages and to fill in the energy at a rate that allows the person to integrate and go up the emotional scale, go up the stairway and move their vibration higher, not all at once, not like a yo-yo diet or something where, you know, they're low 1 minute and they're high and then they come back, but just to incrementally release the things that have been holding them back and to gently integrate higher and higher energies so that they move their energy signature or their vibrational offering to a new zip code and that they move neighborhoods and that they live there on a more regular basis and to finesse and love and nurture their energy enough to be in resonance with the things that they want.
Oh, that sounds, that's awesome. That's really awesome. And I love that you have, it is a very gentle process. And I love that, you know, how you are able to kind of help, to guide people to unplug from you know, situations that they don't like, and just very gently and easily, and you just feel so much better. It's just, it's quite remarkable. Like I said, I wasn't kidding when I said this is one of the more remarkable of all the therapies that I've, you know, experienced and interviewed people with, because it's, and as far as I know, I've never heard of anyone else doing this work.
Well, you know, other people could claim that they do. I don't know. It was just so new to me. I mean, it was just suddenly, I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know. And boom, all this information just came to me. And it's been remarkable what people are able to do. I mean, I had one woman who had a huge project to do, and it was worth $20,000 to her. And she was able to do all of it except for the writing portion. And she had a tremendous writer's block. And she came to me, and within an hour and a half, we were able to figure out what the root cause of that writer's block was. She went home. Within 3 days, she had her project done. Boom.
Wow.
$20,000 payday, right?
Holy.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Else, yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was amazed. And, you know, I'm a conduit, and you even mentioned, you know, that my energy is very much like a crystal that's just an amplifier for what somebody is doing, what their energy is, and able to amplify it so they can see it. And there's just been so many wonderful things that have happened through this. People are clearing so many blocks, and like within one of them was within 2 days, a woman was not clear about her passion and what she really wanted to do, and I helped her get really clear on that. And as soon as she decided what she wanted, within 2 days, she manifested a $10,000 coaching package in her field that she wanted for free. That's taking her where she needs to go.
Holy. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And
that is pretty amazing. And so you don't, so it, this isn't a long drawn out thing where people have to be continually, you know, coming to you and for more and more appointments. How many appointments does it usually take? Or,
well, I don't want to mislead. It would almost be like asking, pretend that instead of helping people to clear their interior clutter, I kind of laugh and say that, you know, besides being an intuitive money healer, I'm an interior designer, you know, just to help. But it would be like pretend that instead of the interior clutter we were going to work on, somebody was asking me to come help the clutter in their house, and they would say, how long would it take for this to happen? And sight unseen, you know, it depends on
yeah.
if a person's house, every room is filled with stuff, or if it's just one room, or it really depends on the amount of work that a person has already done. What area they want to move in. And so I've had miraculous things happen in one session. That was pretty remarkable. I have to say more the exception, but it did happen. And people usually work with me on average of 3 months. I offer a 3-month package and a 6-month package every other week, and allows the integration to happen. So like I said, that energy moves up. And things are just moving. I mean, people have had, I mean, this was one interesting one. A gentleman had a block about traveling and about even going specifically to Paris. And it turns out it was something that he was told years ago that he took as gospel. He cleared it. And within, I want to say, a couple weeks, he was invited to present a paper in Paris and had a complete trip paid.
Wow. So you've got some real success stories around this work. I'm curious how it's impacted your life. How did it change your direction in life?
180.
Oh, really?
Completely. It is absolutely the most life-changing day and life-changing event. My husband and I, thank you for asking that. My husband and I have been together for 25 years, and we have created jewelry for about 22 of those years. And I already told you this, but we used to study energy way back from the early 90s, and we would use our jewelry booth as a living lab. We would practice Reiki and healing love and intentionality by pouring love into each piece of jewelry, but I would do it on an experimental basis. I would take two pieces that were very similar, and I would create one just normally, and then I would do the special intentionality in the other piece, and I would put them out on the same day just to see what would happen without advertising or saying. And time and again, people would come and go straight for the pieces that we had infused with that love.
Oh, so interesting.
That encouraged me and us to do it more and more. And so we just quietly were studying, taking all kinds of classes. You know, I have certifications. But I thought of myself as a person who designed jewelry, who then whose hobby or passion was energy and energy healing. And I've, you know, been involved in prayer and scripture and meditation and learning, you know, listening constantly, you know, all the time. The whole time I was doing jewelry, I would be listening to books on tape, inspirational stuff, Hay House Radio. You know, I was just like infusing my whole being with all this love and transformational stuff. And I always wanted something to happen. I wanted a gift, you know, I wanted to be able to speak with angels or, you know, have something, but I did not know it was going to take this form, and it actually took 20 years. So by the time I started asking for it and dedicating my personal life to the transformation, it took 20 years for me to get this download. And like I said, it came out.
You had to be ready for it. You had to prepare.
Yeah, so I did prepare. I was holding space for it. I never gave up, even though I was really, you know, often discouraged. I was like, why does it happen to other people and not me? I have to admit there was a little whininess in me, which might have pushed it back a couple of years. But it did happen, and so how that changed my life is that my husband and I have completely retired the jewelry. And as soon as this happened, we had to write a book about it. It was so profound. And immediately,
and I read your book. I love your writing style too.
Oh.
Actually, I quite enjoyed it. I can remember a couple of points of stopping and just laughing out loud at a comical turn of phrase you had. So it's not like heavy, dry material. It was very enjoyable read. I really encourage everyone to make sure they do get that free book that you're offering. So sorry, back to what you were saying.
No, thank you. That's great. And people find that in the sessions too. We will. There, you know, there can be some tears when a person realizes or has, you know, like makes an amazing connection. But really, I'm a little bit fun and silly, and there's a lot of laughter because sometimes this healing stuff or transformation can be heavy and it can be painful. And my approach with this is a lot lighter and easygoing, and sometimes there's a lot that can be healed and let go of when a person is actually laughing instead of having to be really, really deep in that pain.
Yeah.
And so people want to come back too. And the other thing I was going to say is what's starting to happen is people are stepping more and more into their power and owning. Part of my thing is really helping people to own what it is they truly want, like really helping the person's head and heart connect and have a conversation. And so people are realizing, you know, some people want to be artists, some people want to be transformational speakers, and then it's starting to happen. And then what they're coming to is to help with any performance anxiety, actually. I get called before someone goes on television, before they're going to go on stage, to help them. They're getting these contracts and speaking engagements. And so then, because that's new, get to help them figure out what is really causing the anxiety, and then they go on stage and have a much better experience.
So it's nice that you don't have to actually be in person to do this work.
No,
it has to be face-to-face.
Like, no, it's perfect. It's Skype. I do, at this point, I have done a couple phone calls where I'm not seeing the person, but that's because I had worked with them before and they weren't able to get on Skype. But it works very, very effective when I can see you face-to-face in Skype. So as long as someone can speak English, because I'm an American and I speak one language besides energy, it can be done from anywhere in the world as long as both of us have access to Skype.
Wow, that's really wonderful. That makes it so convenient. You can do all this healing from the comfort of your own home. And that takes a lot of the pressure out of it, because I know a lot of people, it's, you know, that's a big, big piece of what can hold people back, is having to go into a stranger's home or into their, you know, work environment and you don't really know what to expect. Or so at least if you can just be comfortably at home, and I must say with your, you know, you're so very laid back and it's, you know, it's certainly not stressful working with you at all. It's very comfortable and relaxing. So I think people could just, and that's really important, I think, because you do really have to open up and be ready for the change that you want, don't you?
Well, thank you.
Now, is this something you have to believe in? Do you have to have a belief that supports the grid, or is it going to work regardless?
Okay, those are two great things. I have to add something about where people can be relaxed. People with me just find it really easy to open up. I create a sacred space of neutrality and non-judgment, and it's really safe. That's the first thing. I'm very respectful, very safe, and people feel so comfortable. I've had people show up in their bathing suits. It was a hot day, and they were going to go swimming, and some in their pajamas. I mean, it's pretty funny. People just feel relaxed. Like, they don't worry about putting on their makeup or anything, because we're just, it's not about that. It's about, you know, it's about them and what's going on with them, and it's so comfortable. So people feel really safe in that respect. But that is also a great question, Alexandria. I am so practical that I am comfortable speaking about energy because, for me, as much as I believe in it, it is not something that's woo-woo or esoteric or mystical or foo-foo, fairy, airy stuff. It's, to me, if you had a clogged sink, if you knew how to unclog it, you unclog it because you don't want a sink backed up or a toilet backed up full of stuff, right? You just want it to flow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know how to do that yourself, would that be considered woo-woo or mystical to just call a plumber?
Not at all.
Okay, so and if your computer has a glitch in it, do you have to get the incense out and sprinkle dust on it, or do you just, like, call tech support?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so the energy system is the most amazing thing in the planet. I mean, it's what keeps us animated and connected to the earth and connected to source. It is, I mean, I'm in awe of it. I mean, every day, again, going back to what you asked me, I'm answering about 2 or 3 questions, but every day I wake up and I'm just in awe of this, how precious the energy grid is. So I get a lot of people who do, of course, believe in spirituality and holistic healing and all that. But I also get people who have heard about healing, but for some reason, because I'm just so pragmatic about it, I'm also one of the first people that they've ever come to for energy healing. So I work really well with people who are familiar with it, like you healers. Oh, I love working with healers. I love working with transformational authors and coaches and speakers. And I also love working with people who are curious and open but may have a little trepidation, so that's not an issue. I have worked with a couple skeptics, and because I can see them on Skype, you know, the defense, the posture is very, you know, like crossing the arms, and they're just pulling me right off the bat. I don't believe it. I'm like, that's fine. But then when I get the information, when their higher self and their energy field is like when I can see it, they have a little, even though I'm telling them stuff that they know about, it's really challenging. Like, how could you possibly know that? So I do have to say,
they're looking for the wire somewhere. Someone's feeding you information.
yeah. So skeptics, I have to say, God bless them. I love them, but they're not absolutely my favorite because it's just so much, like, it's just such a challenge. And I mean, I have all this information and it's there, but they're not as interested. They're more hooked into that it's not going to work.
Yeah, and you're not in the business of convincing people.
No, it's exhausting. And
I asked you that because it was a question that was asked of me recently in an interview too, and how would you, you know, just handle this with people who didn't believe it, kind of thing. And it was like, and my answer is like, I'm not out to convert anybody. I mean, they can, you know, it's not it's not as you say, it's not woo woo, you know, stuff anymore. It's quantum physics, you know.
Right.
Google it. You know, like, if you don't believe it, that's fine. Like, I'm not out to convert anybody either, and the people who do want to benefit from my skills and training will come to me. And I think you kind of start to radiate that out, like the kind of people that you do want to work with, and then of course you attract, because we attract what we focus on. So Yeah, so I guess you still do have to have a certain amount of at least an open-minded, a willingness to see.
Yeah, and so far, you know, it's been like 100%. It's just been fantastic. And, you know, the one or two skeptics I have had, I found, were still interested in finding out and learning more about it. So I just see that as seed planting.
Oh, I see.
And a person doesn't have to believe in gravity. A person doesn't have to. I mean, a person can survive their whole life and not know the spiritual or physical laws. You know, probably
yeah.
if you pulled, you know, 25 people on the street, name all the law of physics or something, they wouldn't be able to. I mean, I can't name the chemical table or, you know, the elemental
yeah.
table to you. But that doesn't mean I don't believe in it. So it's just, if a person, well, let me put it this way. Blockages cause pain. People feel it when there's a block and they know it. It's so frustrating. But missing energy is intolerable. That is one of the, that's why people self-medicate. That's why they drink. They take drugs. They overindulge in every area. And I think indulging is fine. It's overindulging. So that it's because people use language like, I feel like I have a hole in my heart or something's missing or I have a hole in my gut. That's actually, they're actually speaking literally. There is a hole in their grid. A lot of clients come to me and their primary caretaker, either their mother or their father, died or through divorce or abandonment left them as children for one reason or another. And when a primary caretaker goes away, intentionally or unintentionally, it takes part of that child's energy with them. Much like us not knowing that there's a spider web in the garden and walking through it. You know, and have you ever seen a spider web that you walk in the middle and half goes to the left and half goes to the right?
Yeah.
You didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
But the grid as children are, you know, really fragile. And when the primary caretaker leaves, a person will be looking to fill that for the rest of their life in one way or the other unless they actually address the grid in itself. When they start to fill that in, that those things aren't the issues that they have been.
Now, do you, you brought up an interesting point. Do you work with children then at all, or do they have to be 18?
Oh, no, I just want to work with adults because this happens when they're children.
Okay.
I have not.
It almost seems like it could save them years of anguish if you could get to them. Okay, traumatic loss of a parent. Let's get them in to see you and get them all fixed up.
That is a really great point, and while I have certifications and whatnot, you know, my attorney and insurance and all that, you know, wanted to make sure I'm fully certified in lots of things. It's not really a therapy and I'm not a therapist, so I have to be really careful. And that's why, you know, I work with adults.
Oh, right.
And
okay,
I think children can benefit with it. But that's a really fabulous idea if I could work possibly in concert with, say, a child psychologist or a child therapist together. You know, that would be very interesting. I don't have this fully down at all, but I've just started to get glimmers like it's coming, that animals have the energy grid too, and ways to start helping animals get over trauma. And there's so many, you know, so many global events that are happening, you know, fires and there's been a lot of trauma to animals too. And I feel like this is coming. I've been shown little glimpses of possibly how to start working with animals, too.
Oh, interesting.
But I think your idea with children is fascinating, but that one I would have to navigate with a professional.
Yeah, a lot of caution, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're dealing with adults, it's basically, pretty much a painless process. I mean, who knows what their blocks might be. It might bring some things to the surface that they might experience as uncomfortable until they release them. Would that be accurate with your talking about your process?
Well, you know, you've been through it, but it's like taking layers off. And I also describe it very much as humans shed skin on a daily basis. You know, our cells are always renewing. And because this happens so naturally and gradually, we don't even notice it. Like, we're not usually conscious that we're doing that. But if suddenly you scrape yourself and a second or third layer of skin is removed before you're ready, that hurts. And so this process is very, very respectful. Goes in and, you know, how we communicate. And what is released is the very first thing that is ready to be released. So there's nothing that I can do to you. It's only that what I can do with you. And basically, the person guides me through lighting up their energy grid, and I can see through the coordinates, the latitude and longitude, where, you know, like I said, where the blockages are, and just the first one that's ready to go. And so then it's not as painful. And then that block going away then reveals the next one, and then the next one. So while it is fairly painless, integrating the higher energies is actually a little uncomfortable. I thought top shelf energies such as love and gratitude and joy and peace would actually feel wonderful. But as I've been working with these higher and higher energies, I had the sobering realization that my energy field was not as familiar with all the higher energies as I thought, because as soon as I would integrate some new ones, it felt a little funny until I got used to it. And then I was shown it was very much like a person who had been eating on a junk food diet, suddenly incorporating fresh, healthy, organic food. It's just the taste buds, the mouth feel. It's what a person is used to. But as they start eliminating some of the junk food or the junk energy from one's personal self and then integrating the higher energies, pretty soon the appetite increases for joy and love and peace, and that lower energy just don't feel good anymore.
Yeah, oh, I can certainly relate to that. It just is uncomfortable. You know, it's that vibrational set point again. So you don't want to dip down into those lower feeling vibrations because they don't feel good. But also you still, as you say, you need to grow more accustomed to the higher vibrations. And yeah,
right.
So do you have, other than now... Now, I kind of know the answer to this already, but after your sessions, do you, like, have homework for the people to help them adjust to this their newly raised set point?
Yeah, it's completely custom, person to person. So I don't have yet, like, just a standard list. It's really what that person's goal is, what their destination is, what they're really trying to accomplish, and then something will just be given to me right then that will be good for them. And I try to make it, you know, so that person isn't burdened or overwhelmed by it, but it's, you know, a little bit of accountability, and it's all about bringing into focus and awareness what a person wants instead of focusing on what is absent.
Right, right. Yeah, and I know, like, as I said at the beginning of the call, I did have the pleasure of one of these treatments, and it was just... Yeah, it was really wonderful, and the homework was very light and easy and something that I could easily incorporate into my life. It wasn't anything heavy duty, but it was really just to keep me focused on my awareness of what it was that I wanted to change and take steps to make that happen. Because, again, through the law of attraction, you know, we need to focus on what we want to bring into our lives. And so... Yeah, this has been just fascinating, and I just wanted to give people the name and the URL for your book right now on this call, so they don't have to necessarily wait and go back and look it up. So the name of the book that you're offering as a gift for people, which is so nice and so generous of you, now the book is called The Real Reason You Don't Have Enough Money: What You Don't Know About the Energy Grid Is Costing You. It's a very intriguing title, and that's a really, really good title, and it's a wonderful book, and it does have a nice background about how this came to you, this gift of being able to see other people's energy grids, and you would get into that in the call, and it's a wonderful read, and so I encourage people to go to your website, and that URL, once again, just so we have it on the recording, is www.healyourgrid.com. And that will take you right over to your website, and people can sign up and receive your book and get a clearer understanding. And now, is there another way if they wanted to start working with you a little bit more? Did you want to do you offer discovery calls or anything like that? at this point?
I do, and you can, yeah, you can contact me at Cyndia. My first name is Cyndia, C-I-N-D-I-A, at healyourgrid.com.
Great. And then if they had any more questions or concerns, they could bring those up with you.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And this has just been really fascinating. I thank you for taking time away from your day, Cyndia, so you could meet with me and share this information with everybody. So just wondering, did you have any final thoughts before we wrap up the call?
Well, I want to thank you so much for extending this invitation. I feel really honored, and I've loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let people know that truly to heal your money is to heal your heart. That whenever money is really a reflection of the way a person feels about themselves. And it may sound like it's healing money, but it really heals those issues of the heart, and a person just starts feeling so much better about themselves and just being able to hear and receive love that had been all around them, but that they maybe weren't able to accept before. So it goes, I mean, getting money is great and having money is great, but it goes so much deeper and further than that.
Now, do you find, I'm just curious, because, you know, does this involve, like, I know a lot of people have sort of, they feel like they want to be wealthy, and then they look around and they say, well, millionaires are dishonest and they're always cheating people, and so they have those other sort of contrary beliefs running as well. So I don't know if you address that kind of thing with people, if they do have, like, those kind of mixed signals that they're sending out to the universe, would that tend to come up?
So far, this is so interesting. I had a similar question in yesterday's interview, but slightly different. Person thought that maybe a lot of people would want to be billionaires and millionaires, and I've only had one person mention that they did want to achieve $1 million, but everybody else is really interested in, you know, hitting that six-figure mark. Most people that I've encountered, and, you know, there's no judgment whether they want to earn $5 or $5 million, but it's not about that. It's about their comfort level. And most people I'm discovering are just exhausted and tired of just trading time for dollars and working themselves so much and not really being able to have time to enjoy their family and being overtaxed. And they're wanting to have balance. And that's why I say renew mind, body, and spirit, renew spirit, mind, and wallet, because
I love that.
Thank you. There's this sense that people want to have balance in their lives now. They want to work. They want to contribute. But people want to tap in more and more into their talents and gifts and be paid for contributing in a way that feels so good to them and is beneficial to others, and that they can work enough to absolutely pay the bills. They want to travel. They want to have a wonderful lifestyle. But they want to spend time with their family. They want to pursue self-expression, to garden, to create a home sanctuary, to belong to a community. People are tired of being isolated, and they need connection. They want connection so much. And so, really, people, that their financial goals, it's not that anyone is being lazy. It's just nobody is coming at it in a greedy way. You know, so there's no judgment about that. It's not about how much money can I accumulate and how much. It's all about just what flow and balance works well for them.
And, you know, not to lose sight of the fact that money is just energy, and it's a
right.
And as you pointed out in your book, too, it's like it's not a natural, it's a man-made construct, you know? So it's just energy. And just like we want to flow good health, and we want to flow happiness, and we want to flow loving relationships, well, abundance in finances is on the same level. You could even look at it as a spiritual quest. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, what some people tend to think of as money grubbing and, you know, only focusing in getting the dollars and not caring how or why or anything. So it's really not about any of that. And I think it's really nice when people kind of can let go of that and realize that you can be spiritual and be rich. And
well,
the more money you have, the more good you can do with it.
I know we're running out of time, but I just have to get this in when you said a man-made construct. What I find fascinating is that we all need air to survive. No one can exist without air on this planet. And we need water, food, shelter, okay? And in this modern age, we also need money to be able to have transportation and shelter and food and all that, unless someone, you know, has a beautiful plot of land and can live off of it 100%, you know, independent. And so I have never in my life heard anybody criticize anybody else for being healthy. I have just never heard that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so-and-so.
Ooh, they're healthy.
Both legs and they're
they
healthy.
They must be cheating or something. Or
they must be greedy because they're healthy. Or, oh, they must be greedy because they're breathing air. You know, or drink. Can you believe I saw so-and-so drink water? I just have never, ever heard anybody at all say, you're taking my oxygen, you know, in a daily life. You know, maybe not underwater scuba diving or, you know, but I mean, just in the everyday life, I've never heard anybody criticize anybody for any of that stuff. But people do judge other people about their money, and then they worry that other people are going to judge them. It's so fascinating. And we come in with so many social blockages and constructs, and people have permission. They, like, as a society, we give certain professions permission to be wealthy. Like, most people just say, oh, yeah, of course, doctors and lawyers
and sports,
you know,
stars and movie
sports
stars.
Of course, that they're going to be wealthy. And if you're spiritual or you have, you know, anything to offer, if you're an artist, if you're sharing and giving of your talents, well, then you should just do that for free. If it's a gift,
yeah, that's God-given. God-given
yeah,
talent. You shouldn't make any money off of that.
So, that's interesting.
But I mean, it really, if you were even to follow that logic, like, would you not say that someone, an incredible athlete, that that's not a God-given, I mean, they work hard too, but or a musician or anything else. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, so, well, I'm glad that you helped people clear that up as well, and it's a fascinating read, and I'm sure, you know, they would then have access to you and be able to take it further and have a discovery call and see if they would like to have their money grid all healed up so that they can experience more of the flow.
Yes, and we say, you know, people are broke for a reason. There's a term, right? People are broke.
Then you need fixing, and you need Cynthia.
Well, it's just a money term, right? If someone says I'm broke,
yeah,
I think that's just a fascinating term. So anyway,
I was challenged that. So what exactly is broken? Because your arms and legs look like they work,
right?
Broken,
right.
Exactly. I try never to use that, but I'm sure you have lots of tips to share with people, and you're right, we are out of time, so I'm going to just thank you once again for graciously sharing your time and information in such a fascinating topic. I could go on and on and on and listening to more and more, but for our listeners, go ahead and hop over there to www.healyourgrid.com and grab your copy and find out what you don't know is costing you about your healing grid. So thank you very much, Cynthia, and thank you for everyone listening, and we will talk again soon. So namaste, and have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.